What if kittens played the glockenspiel?
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we've got a question from a listener named Anna.
Hi, my name's Anna, and my what if question is, what if tree had eyes and could walk around? And my favorite thing to do is make forts. Thanks.
Oh, Anna, that's a great question. I really loved making pillow forts as a kid, but I never really had a tree fort tree. Okay, let's get one more question from a patron named Astrid.
Hi, my name is Astrid, and I'm 5.5 years old. And my what if question is, what if trees fell over and another one grew back right away? Thanks, bye. See you later, alligator.
Thank you so much for letting your personality shine through in that question. And thanks to your sister Izzy, the two of you have submitted lots of questions together. So let's find out, what if trees had eyes?
What if Cornel, age 5, got a shout out from Abacus P. Grumbler?
I almost forgot about the shout outs.
Cornel likes Pokemon, and he wanted to hear from the world's greatest wizard.
Oh, you mean your stepmom, Phantasma?
Yeah.
Quit your grumbling. We've also got a shout out, Bronwyn. Oh, I almost forgot about Bronwyn. She is from Kirkland, Washington, and yet her name is not Kirk. Well, that's not very unusual in What Is World. After all, I'm not from Mr. Eric Land. Really?
This world makes very little sense.
Well, thank you, Bronwyn and Connell. Two of our patrons, William and Sean from Australia, sent in a whole load of characters to add to a story. But I think we can squeeze in two of your characters since they know each other. So today we're gonna meet the flying Mr. Slime. He's good at changing shape, and he struggles with flying. Then of course we'll meet Tom the Cloud, who's good at making people happy and struggles with dancing, and loves to vomit rainbows. Oh, William and Sean, I really have to have a cloud horking up rainbows in this story? What am I gonna do? You two got me. Now let's find out, what if trees fell over and another one grew back right away? And what if trees had eyes and could walk around? Mama Gemma had worked hard day and night to become the regional manager of the Bakeroo factory. Okay, Tom Cloud, you said it looks like rain up there.
Yeah, that's right.
So we're gonna need 1,000 new muffin top roofs for when the old ones get too soggy.
Can we make them rainbow colored?
Tom Cloud, you are not going to do that on top of my roofs again, do you understand?
But a rainbow roof makes everyone happy.
Okay, maybe, but a puke roof makes people less happy. So let's just drop it for right now. And Tom Cloud rose up into the sky grumpily. Sighed Mama Gemma, just as the flying Mr. Slime slurped and glurped his way through the factory to report to Mama Gemma.
So the workers need more flour to make the roofs, and the bakers are getting hungry because they're only baking roofs and not food?
Oh, the flying Mr. Slime, do you gotta bring all the problems right to my doorstep?
I don't see a doorstep. Do you want me to shape change into a doorstep?
I was speaking figuratively.
What's wrong, Mama Gemma?
Oh, I don't know. I've been making robes out of muffins since before Zach was born, and there's just always another problem.
Sounds like you need a change.
Oh, I don't know, maybe.
You should quit your job and move to a chicken farm and wear rocks for shoes and learn to speak the language of the universe.
What are you even talking about?
Change, Mama Gemma. It's the only constant.
Eek! Mama Gemma! change. Horrible change.
What is it, Tom Cloud?
It's the trees. The trees.
Oh, let me guess. When they fall over, another one grows right away?
Eh.
And then the fallen ones get up and walk around?
Eh.
And they've got eyes?
Eyes.
That's all normal.
But they're building forts out of wood.
Building forts out of wood?
Eh.
Instead of muffins?
They've lost their nuggins.
No, they're just changing. We all change every day. Tom Cloud, you change my slime face.
Only to make it look normal.
And you change your position in the sky.
No, the earth moves around, but I stay fixed. You don't ever change.
Okay, yeah, you like change and you don't like change. I get it. But if people stop building things out of wood, we could be out of a job. Tom, you wouldn't want that to happen, right?
Nah.
Well, then fly me over to the forest right away.
Nah.
I can fly you to the forest.
Oh, no, I've seen you fly. You keep changing shape and you're not aerodynamic at all and you flop around.
I'll cover you in a protective layer of slime.
Well, that's just swell. And the flying Mr. Slime
started weaving his way toward the forest.
With Mama all wrapped up in a safe film of slime.
He can cover you in rainbows if you prefer, Mama Gemma.
No, I'm good, thanks.
And Tom Cloud went back to his perch in the sky, unmoving as the world shifted below him. They arrived at the forest to see trees falling down left and right. And these trees uprooted themselves after falling and got up and started walking around.
No, 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 please don't go. Go, go, please don't go. Go, 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 go.
Oh, Harry, go. Nice to see you. You're my favorite magical talking tree.
Mama Jamma, we're not here for niceties. My forest is fleeing. My family fades away.
But don't you see new family springs up? They're just changing, HG.
Don't call me that.
And then look, new saplings spring up from where they left.
And indeed, just as the flying Mr. Slime described, little trees sprung up where the old ones left, climbing rapidly into the air.
But some of them only go a few feet away, and some go beyond the horizon, and others go to that hill and make themselves into forts. I don't understand.
Wooden forts? I don't get it either. How old are these trees, Harry Go?
100 years or so.
Oh, no wonder they've got such silly ideas. They're practically babies.
And she raised her voice, addressing the entire forest.
Homes are made out of muffins, okay? Or sometimes rocket ships, but never wood. Who would do such a thing?
All the trees creaked and groaned. Various knots and holes on these trees shaped into very human-looking eyes and looked upon Mama Jamma in confusion.
I don't think they understand.
No, it's you two who need to understand. Change is happening. And there's no quick fix that's suddenly gonna stop it altogether.
Oh, a song!
We could sing a song.
That'll fix everything.
Please don't go, 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 please don't go, 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 please don't go, 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 please don't go.
His name is Harry Go. He loves all trees, you know, so please never go away. You should all stay the same, nothing scarier than change, so please never go away. I hear building wooden forts gives you horrifying warts, so just come on back and always stay. Don't go away.
Many trees had gathered round as they sung, and even a few of the wooden forts had grown closer.
It's working! They're coming home!
Okay, trees, I remember where you all came from, so just climb back into your...
But new trees had already grown up where the old trees had left.
Well, where's everybody gonna fit?
A few of the old trees tried to crowd in with the new, and a few of the forts tried to squeeze in between. There was crunching and scratching and groaning of wood sounding all through the forest. Tree knot eyes, scrunched up in discomfort and dismay. Dark clouds drew over them, and a heavy rain started to fall.
Eek! Look at all this horrible change!
Don't worry, Tom Cloud. We're putting everything back the way it was.
Well, how do you plan to do that, exactly?
I'll just grab them with my roots while you stomp them with their boots. Then they'll never go away again!
Excuse me, no, I'm not stomping on anyone with my boots. Harry, go, you can't force this. You gotta make people unhappy.
Ooh, I know. I can vomit rainbows. That'll make everyone happy.
Please don't, Tom Cloud.
Please do, Tom Cloud.
Harry Go's roots stretched as far as the eye can see and started reaching up and locking all the crowded trees and forts into place. Just as Tom Cloud went around, well, doing what Tom Cloud does.
I'm hurking up rainbows, Mr. Eric.
Okay, everybody knows that, Tom. I don't know. Could you just not make the sounds, please?
We get to make the sounds, or it's not a proper hurk.
Okay, Tom Cloud was horking up rainbows.
And as he did, big happy smiles stretched across every tree face.
These rainbow smiles aren't gonna last, you two. We gotta deal with this problem.
We are dealing with it. We're putting it all back to normal.
Mama Jamma rushed for shelter inside one of these new wooden forts.
Oh, it's so cozy in here.
She saw two knotted tree eyes form inside one of the fort walls and glare at her grumpily.
Oh, I'm sorry, little wooden fort. I should have stepped inside one of these buildings before saying they were terrible. Things are just changing so fast.
Mama Jamma inspected the wooden fort.
So when it rains, you don't need a new roof?
And the tree eyes seemed to smile at her.
Wow, that'd let us build new homes faster, because we wouldn't be fixing up all the old muffin homes. You've even got a stone fireplace. What a great idea!
And the friendly tree face on the wall seemed to nod.
So change can be good. Ah, but I don't know how I'm ever gonna convince Harrigo and Tom Cloud.
The flying Mr. Slime squeezed up through a pair of floorboards.
You should tell him to uproot himself and go live in outer space and make maracas for aliens.
I think that might be a little too much change for him. Oh, I just don't know what to do.
And as Mama Jamma warmed her hands over a fire of old fallen sticks, a tree branch reached towards a pot of something brewing over that fire and poured Mama Jamma a mug of hot chocolate.
Just to be clear, this wasn't talking chocolate. This is just regular chocolate.
And the tree face nodded.
Chocolate.
Change.
Chocolate.
Change, Mama Jamma.
Chocolate, the flying Mr. Slime?
And Mama Jamma rushed out into the storm of rain and roots and rainbows, hugging her mug of hot chocolate tight.
Harry go!
What? We're almost finished.
And Mama Jamma dodged between Harrigo's grappling roots and Tom Cloud's, you know.
It's called Rainbook. Like rainbow birth.
Okay, thanks.
And Mama Jamma skipped, dodged, and rolled past it all, getting right up to Harrigo's face and...
Harrigo, try some of this.
With a tip of her mug, she poured a single drop of hot chocolate into Harrigo's mouth.
I understand now.
And Harrigo's roots started to loosen and withdraw. And all the trees grumpily wiped off the rainbow and started pulling away from one another.
Now you get it, said the flying Mr. Slime,
as the rain dried up and the clouds began to part.
You've got to embrace all change all the time. It's the only constant.
What are you talking about?
I think he needs another song.
Oh, definitely.
No, I really don't.
He'd like a song. He want to dance. Even though I'm bad at it.
We're all like Harry Go. It's tough to change and grow, but at least there's always chocolate. It's not too late to start. Just open up your heart, then go have a bite of chocolate. Admitting when you're wrong will help you join the song of growth and change and chocolate. I'll take mine to go.
And after listening to their last song, the trees didn't seem so angry anymore. Some of them moved right next door to their old roots, and some went back over the horizon. And some of the big trees picked up the little forts, so even more families could live together.
So wait, we don't need to change everything all the time?
Oh, sweetie, have a sip of this.
Whoa, so the only constant is chocolate.
Yeah, just don't think about it too hard.
Whoa.
Bye-bye. See you later, alligator.
The end. All right, Anna and Astrid, I hope you enjoyed your story. And William and Sean, thank you for challenging me with those new characters. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Craig Martinson for our theme song, Jason O'Keefe for our artwork. And all you kids at home who face big changes head on, can you think of something in your life that's changed recently? How are you feeling about it? Let us know. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
This is What If World.
Programming is made possible by the Renaissance Foundation, committed to a unique scholarship program for high-achieving, first-in-family college students with financial need. The Renaissance Scholars Program provides renewable financial support for up to 1,000 students each year. To learn more, you can visit trfwebsite.org.